Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. My pleasure, as always. Let me introduce you to our new friend, Mr. Brian Birnbaum, folks, is founder and director of a company called Liquid Capital. And they specialize in factoring, and also known as invoice discounting. And it's a way of capitalizing your business. It's a way of keeping the cash flowing in your business. It's for some people. It's not for everybody, but for those who need it, it can be very, very important. And we're going to get Brian to tell us how it works and how his company works. Brian, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. On behalf of all small business owners who need factoring, who need to be able to convert their receivables into cash, I want to thank you and your industry for being available.
Well, it's our pleasure. We especially in this time of tight credit, factoring really is a good avenue for lots of small businesses.
Factoring is very important for the companies who need it. It is not for everybody. But before we get into that, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about how factoring works.
Well, factoring is basically funding of corporate accounts receivable. So typically a company manufactures T-shirts and ships them to Walmart, and Walmart's going to pay them in 30 days. But because Walmart places a lot of orders, they need more money to buy more inventory. And because they may be new in business, they may not be able to access a traditional lender such as a bank. So they would go to a factor. And what happens with a factor is a factor purchases the accounts receivable, advances them 75% to 80% to the amount of the receivable at the time the factor purchases the receivable, and then the factor collects directly from the customer, in this case Walmart, and then at the time it collects, it returns the remainder of the money less its fees. And fees usually range somewhere between 1.5% and 3% of the gross amount of receivables being purchased.
So let's say we've got a $10,000, just to keep the math simple, we've got a $10,000 receivable, and so I would give you that receivable. Once you determine that it was a quality receivable, you'd give me $8,000 for that receivable. The money that would be coming from the customer would come directly to you, and that would be $10,000. You would give me $2,000 more minus the fee for the what would that be?
In this case, it would be $300.
Okay, so basically, I'd get $8,000 at the moment that the receivable was real and quality, and quality meaning however you determine quality.
That's
and
right. Then we do a complete credit review. So we, in addition, of course, to advancing the money, we're also act as the company's credit department, because
right.
We would check the credit with Dun & Bradstreet or with whoever, and make sure that the company, that the customer is a good credit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. And we also do all the collection work, so we act as the company's collection department. So in addition to providing the funding, we also do back office work for them and reduce, you know, some of their overhead. So it's like outsourcing your receivables.
So in the factoring would be 3% in that case, right? The fee would be 3%. So folks, you can see where, especially for growing companies with not enough capital and not enough credit, not enough of a credit worthiness situation with banks. Basically, what you're doing is you're capitalizing your business based on your ability to get sales and based on the quality of the companies you do business with.
That's exactly right, Jim. And typically, you're right. We deal with companies that have the capacity to grow but are limited because of the lack of capital. So it's not unusual to see our clients double or triple their volume in the first year or two that they're with us. Because we don't set any limit on the amount a company could borrow. So, you know, if it if it's doing $20,000 a month, you know, we can lend them $16,000. When it, you know, increases its sales to $50,000 a month, we can lend them, you know, $40,000.
Now, why? Somebody might say, well, why would they not just wait the 30 days or the 45 days or whatever till the company pays and save that $300 or whatever the amount would be? That, well, folks, the reason is because when companies are growing at 10% a year, let's say, and if you hook up with Walmart, you could do that pretty easily sometimes. If you're growing at 10% and you don't have what you've got is you've got that $10,000 in receivables out there that's got your inventory and your cash tied up, your cash tied up, and so you need to buy more materials for the next order that Walmart or whoever is placing with you. And you, if you don't have that, you can't buy that, and so you can't grow. And long term, most people don't make 10% profit, net profit. So you're not going to be able to fund your 10% growth with your profit. So you've got to have some kind of capital coming from some other source, either from banks or, in this case, from factoring.
Sure. A really good example, Jim, is a temporary personnel agency, a staffing company.
Right.
You start the staffing company, you know, maybe with $25,000 of capital, and the first week you put out five employees and you pay them $1,000. By the end of the fifth week, even if you haven't increased your business, you've run out of capital and you probably haven't collected the first receivable.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to a factor, they're going to advance you enough money to meet the payroll each week,
right.
And as your business continues to grow, it grows unimpeded by a lack of capital because we're going to advance that 80% on an ongoing basis or 85% against the receivables that come in. So it takes a lot of the worry away from companies, the cash flow worry, and also a lot of the collection and credit expertise, which many of the small companies do not possess.
And is that expertise included in the 3%?
It absolutely is. It's really part of the service.
All right. Now, what if the invoice doesn't get paid for 45 days? Is it still 3%?
No, it goes up. So if we use the example of 3%, then it's a tenth of a percent for each additional day. So if the invoice was paid in 45 days, if the rate would be 3%, then they would pay 4.5%. So it really depends.
So folks,
on how fast the invoice
is paid. If you annualize that, and if you understand that if you could borrow it from the bank, maybe you could borrow it at 10% per annum, factoring in the case of what Brian's talking about, this is 36%. So it's not cheap. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about who it's for, who it's not for, and how do you grow out of factoring? Should you grow out of factoring? And does Brian's company help you with that? Stand by, 20 after. Stay with us. And you ain't had it. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out, use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Brian Birnbaum is our guest. He's the founder and director of Liquid Capital Corporation, based in Toronto, but doing business all across North America. And Brian, tell us about Liquid. We talked about the fact that your company does factoring, but you do it. You leverage your business model through franchisees, don't you?
Yes, it's really a unique concept. We're the only company in the world that franchises factoring, and so our franchisees, we call them principals, basically are all small factors. And the big advantage for the end client is, instead of dealing with a, you know, large factoring company in New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, they're dealing with somebody who's down the street, who's a neighbor of theirs, who, you know, may belong to the same Kiwanis Club as
a local small business owner.
The small business owner. So our franchisees generally have 10 to 15 clients at the most, so they get to know them, they work with them. You know, you're not working with a salesperson or an account executive, you're actually working with a decision maker. And we provide our franchisees with the back office services. So when they're looking to buy these receivables, we do all the credit checks for our franchisees. We ledger the receivables and we do the collection work for them. We also will loan our franchisees up to 6 times their own equity, so it gives them the ability to leverage up.
So you even provide factoring for your franchisees.
That's exactly correct, Jim. That's what we do.
Give us a website, Brian.
The website is www.liquidcapitalcorp.com.
So, folks, check it out if you're looking for factoring, somebody to help you with your invoicing, with your cash flow, I should say. Also, if you're looking for a business opportunity, a franchise opportunity, you know, one of the things we found in talking to my franchise experts, Brian, is that when the economy is soft, franchising interest picks up. Have you seen that?
There is no question about it. In fact, our business works really well right now because with the soft economy, there are many people that are becoming redundant in their job and they're looking for another opportunity. And at the same time, because of the tight credit squeeze where banks are turning down good loans from, you know, new companies that are starting up, factoring work. So it's just an excellent time to get involved in our business.
Well, as I've said before, based on my experience in polling banks, and I've talked to two bankers this week, if you've got an established business and you've got a good business model and your credit's okay, you can get a loan from a bank today as a small business owner. If you're a startup, it's tougher. It's going to be tougher for you to get the money to finance your business because banks are tightening up on those kinds of things. One of the things, though, as we went to the break a few minutes ago, Brian, I did the math on your fees, and it's pretty expensive from an annual standpoint. So factoring is not something people should plan on having as a lifelong way of capitalizing your business. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. The type of clients that really come to us are ones that I said earlier have the capacity to grow. So if you can increase your business, you know, twofold or threefold because you have a great product or great service, then factoring really works. But factoring is only a short or medium-term solution. Generally, companies stay with us for 2 or 3 years, and then they graduate. Yep. They build up.
Do you actually help your clients graduate from you?
We do.
You know, are you like a dentist who encourages his patients to brush their teeth?
Absolutely, because most of our clients actually emanate from banks, because very often they go into a bank and the bank says, you know, you're too early stage, we can't provide you with enough funding, so why don't you go visit the factor? And then we have the relationship with the bank. The bank still keeps, you know, the current account and, you know, all the other business. And then when the company reaches a position that it has the equity base and its growth is a little bit slower, then it returns back to the bank, and we call that a graduation.
Well, let me tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing that's more expensive than factoring is investors. So you know, instead of going and looking for equity capital from investors, you know, I would definitely choose factoring over investors.
Sure, because if you take a look at an investor, if they, you know, put $50,000 into your company and you give them 50% of the company, and then 5 years later your company, you know, is worth $300,000, they don't want their $50,000 back. They want, you know, $175,000 to get out.
Well, there's another thing, Brian. There's no such thing as inexpensive capital for small business owners. We're all undercapitalized, and so, you know, even with a bank, we live in a world of prime plus one, two, three. It's a prime plus world for us. And so it's all expensive, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a matter of which one fits your current stage of business. Factoring is, I'm going to say it this way, Brian, see if you agree with me. Factoring is a means to an end. It's not a way of life.
That's correct. But also one of the things that you have to remember is because we're doing a lot of this back office work, we're checking the credit and ledgering and doing all the collection work, very often in a company that reduces its expenses substantially. So if I had a client and let's say they were a small trucker and they were doing $500,000 a year and we were charging them, you know, 3%, we're charging them $15,000. In addition to giving them the money, we're also relieving them of the whole credit collection, ledgering,
right.
You know, accounts receivable review, that would cost them substantially more than the $15,000.
Oh, there's no question about it. No, you have to take everything into consideration. Give us a website one more time, Brian.
www.liquidcapitalcorp.com.
Check it out, folks, from a factoring standpoint, also from a franchise standpoint. Brian, thanks for being here. Good job. Will you come back another day?
I would love to come back and talk to you again, Jim.
We'll do it again. Thanks. Brian Birnbaum, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.